has never been a problem for Hudson, even from the beginning. That doesn't stop me from busting his balls a little bit, though. James Cameron called. He wants his line back. He laughs.
Caught that, did you?
The fact that you just Terminator'd me? Yeah, I caught that. It's not my fault that movie has so many great lines. No, but your absolute and abiding love for it is completely your fault. I take his hand, tugging him along and into the drugstore.
What can I say? I'm a romantic at heart.
He looks around.
What are we doing in here?
Checking out the gift wrapping section. I want to see if they have any sparkly ribbons. I answer as I lead him toward the back of the store. I didn't think it was possible, considering the way he's been looking at me since I told him I remembered everything that happened in the Shadow Realm. But Hudson's eyes go even softer.
You want to pack her more ribbons?
His voice is as rough as my aching heart as we both remember the tiny Umbra he loved like a daughter. The one who sacrificed her life to save his. No, she isn't dead. I have to believe she's out there, waiting for Hudson to find her again. Don't get all mushy on me now. It's pure selfishness on my part, I say, coughing a little to clear my suddenly tight throat. I pick up a thick roll of sparkly gold ribbon and study the package. I need Smokey to like me.
She does like you.
I turn from my contemplation of glittery red versus shiny pink ribbon to give him an are-you-kidding-me look, at which point he hastily gathers up both spools of ribbons and an extra glittery silver one as well, and heads for the nearest cash register.
Maybe like is a strong word.
He pauses to grab a box of cherry Pop-Tarts off the snack display on the way to the self-checkout. Maybe like is just a full-on lie, I counter, taking out my credit card to pay. But Hudson beats me to it, as usual, tapping his black American Express. I take the purchases to put in my backpack as we leave the store. He doesn't say anything else as we walk, but he's holding my hand like it's a lifeline. I can't help but wonder if he's more worried about this trip than he's letting on. But before I can ask him, he murmurs,
"She's going to be there, right?"
"She is," I answer, squeezing his hand back extra hard. "We're going to find her, Hudson. We'll start at the farm, and if Smokey isn't there, we'll keep looking until we figure out where she is. She's there, just waiting for you to find her again. And we will. I promise." He nods, but I can tell he's still worried. And I don't blame him. Smokey hated me, but I couldn't help but love her. If for no other reason than she loved this boy who'd never known love but deserved it all. And now that I remember the Shadow Realm and everything that happened there, her absence destroys me. I can't even imagine what it's felt like for Hudson all these months. "Hey," I tell him, moving us into an alcove between buildings. "Listen to me. We're going to find that ridiculous little Umbra." I try to put as much confidence as I can in my gaze, hoping the fear that Smokey didn't make it is buried down so deep that Hudson can't see it. Because as much as we know that Time Dragon Fire resets timelines and sends those who enter the Shadow Realm to the point they were at just before they entered Noramar, I have no idea what would happen to a creature who was actually born there. I grit my jaw against any thoughts that Smokey is gone forever and hold Hudson's gaze, willing him to believe me about Smokey being okay. When the corners of his eyes crinkle, a crooked smile lifting one side of his mouth, I let out a long breath of relief. He shakes his head.
"She really is ridiculous, isn't she?"
"So ridiculous. And if she wants to come back here with us, then we're going to find a way to bring her back too."
"And what are we going to do once we get her here? She doesn't exactly blend in."
"We'll hide her, of course. Like Lilo did Stitch. Only a lot better." He laughs, exactly as I want him to. But I can still see the worry lingering in his eyes. It kills me. Hudson has done so much for me, has always made sure that I feel safe, even in the middle of the worst situations imaginable, and almost never asked for anything for himself. This is the one thing that he needs, to know that Smokey is happy and healthy and okay. There's no way I'm not going to move heaven and earth to make sure it happens for him. He stares at me for a second, his eyes searching mine for the answer to a question he doesn't even know he's asking.
"I love you, Grace."
"Across time, I know," I tease.